You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I am back for Beats and Eats from 1 to 2. And, you know, during the hour, I chat about food, I share interviews and stories about food and food security. I also talk about events. Plus, I mix dope beats and that I'm loving, you know, throughout the week. So today, I am going to be chatting about my time at the Canadian Health Food Association Natural Organic Wellness Trade Show. That is a lot to say, but it's otherwise known as CHFA now. And they usually have a show in Vancouver and Toronto. They may have it in another city, but Vancouver and Toronto are the places that I've seen it. And I went to it this past weekend. I was there last year through a practitioner kind of vibe. And this time I was there as media. So it was a lot of fun, I've got to say. But before I get into talking about it, I am also going to be playing a lot of dope beats later in the show. And then I'm going to be sharing an interview that I did with Phil Vassell, Executive Director of Canada Black Music Archives. And we had a chat yesterday about an event that's happening tomorrow. So I will get into that in a little bit. But the first thing I want to comment about right now is the weather for a cold second. I'm grateful for all the dry days that we've been having all this week. I'm not afraid of the rain, but it's really nice when we get some consecutive dry days in a row. But if you are on Burnaby Mountain, and if you were up there today, in my personal opinion, it was cold as can be as I was walking the streets. So I am totally grateful for no snow. But now that I'm seeing the sunset later, especially over the past like month or so, I am so ready for spring. Now, speaking of spring, let me get back into my time at CHFA now, because I got the opportunity to try out some tasty food products from many local and Canadian brands that are perfect to enjoy in spring-like weather or in like summertime vibes. So let's get into it. So CHFA now is a trade show and conference dedicated to the natural health, organic, and wellness industry. It's held annually. Like I mentioned, I went last year, and it's not actually open to the general public, but rather to retailers, health and wellness practitioners, and media. And it is quite a process to get approval, even as a health and wellness practitioner. But when I went last year, I definitely wanted to return again because, number one, it was vibes. And number two, you got to really connect with so many brands, not only like across like North America, but really just local brands as well. So I got to, speaking of local brands, I got the chance to chat with some local brands as well as receive samples of that were either something that I could enjoy right away, or I got some samples for things that I could create recipes with. So stay tuned next week for a recipe using a product from the show. There were a lot of like sauces, and there was like a no hot sauce hot sauce that I can't wait to work with. So there is a bunch of stuff that you will be hearing as I roll out over the next little while. It was a busy show that was very well attended with participants and vendors. And one of the things that I was able to snag at this show was a bunch of non-alcoholic beverages that were perfect for summertime vibes. And then I also was able to snag a bunch of like sweet and salty snacks. So I'm going to tell you what I enjoyed today. I had some of the samples with my lunch. So I had a pretty simple lunch. Just made a hot Genoa salami sandwich on a toasted bagel. I had a little bit of old cheddar cheese that I added to it. I added a dash of Grace hot sauce because I like my sandwiches extra spicy, and I paired that with chickpea puffs by a brand called Hippies, and it's a pretty clever name. The brand Hippies makes plant-based snacks made from chickpeas and yellow peas, and honestly, they're so light and tasty, and they actually don't have a bunch of ingredients, which is super awesome. The flavor that I had today was the groovy white cheddar, but they also come in like flavors like nacho vibes, bohemian barbecue, sriracha sunshine, and blazing hot. I also tried the blazing hot flavor. 10 out of 10. I highly recommend. It was definitely one a favorite of mine. I ate it so quickly, so I didn't have it today. But you can easily pick them up in the Lower Mainland and Tri-Cities areas. They're usually available in the organic section of many of your local grocery stores. But I definitely saw it online at the Vegan Supply Store in Chinatown, Vancouver, located at 250 East Pender Street. I used to live very close by and would go there all the time. So that is a spot that you can definitely check out this brand. Now getting into the beverage, I had an apple pear non-alcoholic cider from the Lone Tree brand. For those who like ciders, Lone Tree has a bunch of different flavors. One of my favorite flavors is the apple ginger. I did try that at the show, but some of the samples that I took with me was their apple pear version, and that is very delightful, super refreshing. It was perfectly paired with a spicy sandwich. So if you like a cider type of vibe, this is something that you may like. I am definitely going to have a chat with this brand in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that, because I do love all their flavors, both on both sides, with it and without the alcohol. Anywho, I am going to play some music right now because I've been talking about food for a hot minute, and I feel like I need to, you know, do some chair dancing, move the energy and all the things. So let us hear some tracks from an artist named Ya Faso. After that, we're going to be hearing from an artist named G&D, and then we've got a Canadian hip hop artist, Wahili, and enjoy.
Memories come. Russia, hoping for a better future and a boost that to make it through the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives. Sitting under pressure, hoping for a better future and a boost that to make it through the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives. Keep pressing, pressing, cause we not want to be killed by depression. When memories come close to me, sweet tune that they pass to me, when memories come close to me, sweet tune that they pass to me, stay, stay. Do you remember back in the day, when we were younger, we were happiness and play, and I was sitting under pressure, hoping for a better future and a boost. Hoping for a better future and a boost that'll make it through the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives, the rest of our lives, the rest of our life.
Aha. Yeah. Aha. Come on. Welcome to the world, son. Now run. Police got a gun, a fight. Night after night, day after day, the world has grown so wicked. Brothers can no longer kick it without getting kicked, shot, or locked up. So I look up at that white God in the sky. Why must I deny and hide the real God that's inside? Cause they will throw sticks and stones till they break your bloody bones. What a wonderful way we all live. Cops killing innocent kids, wars worldwide. And now look what they done did. Devils in every detail. Blacks back on the bidding block for resale. It sure done look like we failed. Boss, give me my name like Rick Ross at all costs. I will rise above and about the devil's house, denounce the devil's spouse. Wicked too. I heard she used to screw her uncle. His name was Sam, sipping on that bitch's brew. Sam's a wicked devil. He got an army to disarm me and try to keep me sad and blue. Even with death, he cannot harm me, for my spirit's eternal. And one day, we will be back to haunt you with hurricanes and floods, earthquakes, some crazy crips, and some crazy bloods. And so it is written, and so it is said. Won't be real peace on earth until all them devils is dead. Till all them devils is dead. All them devils is dead, till all them devils is dead.
Till the air and the seas know true peace, it is war, best believe. It's a fight, got to treat people right. Till the skies have no poison, it's clouds and the water is free. It's a fight against greed, show you right. Till the air and the seas know true peace, it's a war, best believe. It's a fight, got to treat people right. Till the skies have no poisonous clouds and the water is free, it's a fight against greed, show you right. Till the air and the seas know true peace, it's a war, best believe. It's a fight, gotta treat people right. Till the skies have no poisonous clouds.
All the devils is dead. Till all the devils is dead. All the devils is dead. Till all the devils is dead. All the devils is dead. Yeah. A 1-2, a 1-2. A 1-2, a 1-2. Yeah. I'd like to introduce ourselves.
Ha. I'm interested in Caribbean Creole languages, and the case of Trinidadian French lexicon Creole is very special. In most situations, one has to travel high into the mountains or deep into forests to find the last speakers of a dying language.
Yeah. Même ap konte yon histoire, tout le monde besoin konne. Nou pan bato soti Guinée, rive nan l'autre côté. Sacrete se tradition, barre mes trahison. Griot nous kon manje griot et ça qui fait me konne. C'est dans racine, moi marie m'a toujours être fidèle. Pas mande mi ki kote la si ki les nan mouel. Nous pas souple, nous rete campé, c'est pas rete nan tonnel. You wanna do it, put some feelings, big yourself with it. Mais c'est nan vibe, ça nous dit gata pou capoeira. Qui l'en beau, grâce à yo, nous te caporal. En accord, en désaccord, moi pas vle tandel. Mais si vous voulez, ou ka toujours voye mon carte postal. Pas mandé m'gon mandat à coup Mandela. T'es chargé, quitte m'chita pour m'prendre citronade.
Mon frère, va toujours craser bien mes âmes sur nous. Mesdames, mes amis, yo don béni, don débouqué. Yo el, yo ma ouel, bouiké a fait débousser. Sous congé, la bouche la vie a dit qu'elle t'est chargé. Mes amis, mes amis.
Sans elle, elle griffonne chaque jour. On tis oiseau sous tambour pour le calibrer tête. L'inon céleste, li. Lundi, li prêt pour faire lessive. Paré pour le démarrer, qui ça l'a dit, n'a pas saisi. Saisi, Jean Mosaïen te dit. Nous pas gagné pour nous perdre, mais c'est comme ça, Noël. Des racines, des naissances, li pas qu'à détendre. Toute richesse au kidnapping qu'on a fait dans le tourné. Allez, qu'il est. On prend billet ça, on sorti misère. On garde des airs pour nous bouger des femmes, mon cher. On prend rien pour nous, on prend mon tibré. Nous pas besoin à travail, jodi c'est festival. Si broussaille, on partage fritaille. On fait des autres pour y autant de moutettes, nous pas bétail.
Make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hello, 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 and I am back. I hope that this past set got you moving and grooving, shaking, and all the things, because I definitely was. I definitely was moving, for sure. I love a chair dance, I'm not gonna lie. Definitely love a chair dance. Okay, so let's go through what we heard today. In this first set, we heard Memories by Ya Faso. Then we heard Peace, Peace, GND. And then the last song of the track was Men Suyo featuring Sam I Am, and that was by Wahili. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded coast, Salish Territories. So we are still celebrating Black History Month on this show, and I want to go through some events that are happening some are today, or actually one is today, and then there's quite a few happening tomorrow, and I think I've got one on Saturday that I will be sharing later on in the show. So the first event that I want to talk about is happening today, and it is called Celebrating Black Heritage Through Caribbean Cuisine, and it's taking place at the SFU Dining Commons. The Black History Month event, in partnership with the Black Student Center, features Caribbean-inspired dishes by Chef Cullen David of Calabash Bistro. And fun fact for those who've been listening, that was one of my first jobs when I moved to the city many moons ago. His recipes will highlight the diversity of Black culinary traditions and bring people together through food. So there is no RSV necessary. However, the regular dining commons door rates are going to apply, and the event is happening again today and goes from 5 to 9. So if you are at SFU Burnaby campus, and you want some great Caribbean food, I highly recommend. Now I'm going to chat about two events also happening at SFU Burnaby campus, but they are happening tomorrow. The first event is called Intersections, and it is a celebration of Black excellence in the arts. If you attend, you can expect to see the best local talent from SFU and the Lower Mainland. There will be Lakeisha Barrington, Odessa Twibble, Chris Uten, and Marlo Brown. They will all be in the house performing. I actually have Marlo Brown scheduled for an interview in March, so can't wait to share a chat on Beats and Eats very soon. So back to the event. It is taking place at the Black Student Center at SFU Burnaby campus, and it starts at 5:30 p.m. and goes till about 7:30. Then later that evening, SFU Soca, they are going to be throwing a gala night to celebrate Black unity and excellence at the Student Union Building, aka the Sub, and it's going to be in the ballroom at the SFU Burnaby campus. The event is free, and I double-checked the link, and there are still time to reserve your spot. So if you feel like getting dressed, doing a little bit of dancing, not just on the chair, but, you know, on your feet, and celebrate Black unity and excellence, check out SFU Soca online. I know they have an Instagram page. I will definitely be putting the details in the show notes today. So no fretting or sweating if you don't have access to check that out right as we speak. And then the next event that I am going to be chatting about, I'm really excited about, is an event that is also happening tomorrow. This is an event called the Black History Month Meditation and Reflection Gathering, and I am actually going to attend that because I am really big on meditation. I am big on grounding. I am so big on grounding. So I think that this is going to be something really exciting for me to try out. I talked about it last week on air, so I am excited to share about it next week. The event is powered by Bex Wellness and in collaboration and support with AfroVan Connect, Black Space Media Inc., and Shambhala Vancouver. The evening invites participants to slow down together, set shared intentions, and experience the grounding power of presence and belonging. In a world that often asks us to move quickly and carry a lot, this space is an offering to pause together. So I cannot wait for that. Then there is another event that I want to talk about happening tomorrow. I'm telling you, Friday is the day for events. But let me play my conversation with Phil Vassell, Executive Director of Canada Black Music Archives, where you'll hear more details. Hello and welcome to Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and today I'm chatting with Phil Vassell, Executive Director of the Canada Black Music Archives. Founded in 2020, the Canada Black Music Archives, aka CBMA, is a nonprofit digital archive providing important evidence of past and continuing contributions of Black Canadian musicians. An email was forwarded to me recently with the news that Canada Black Music Archives plan to make a historic Vancouver debut with an upcoming Black History Month showcase happening at the Museum of Vancouver on Friday, February 27th from 5 to 10. It happens to be an all-ages event and it's free 99. Actually, take off the 99. It is free. And considering the fact that the event is literally happening on Friday, I'm so happy to share this conversation on Beats and Eats, because you know how much I love to share details of dope events happening in the Lower Mainland and Tri-Cities. So, Phil, welcome to Beats and Eats.
Thank you, Nicole. Much appreciated.
Yes, thank you for joining me, especially with so much on the go and all the things. So I truly, truly appreciate your time. One of the first questions I'd like to ask you is, can you share a bit about the history of the Canada Black Music Archives?
Well, the first thing I would say is that the idea for the Canada Black Music Archives came from my wife and partner. She's also the managing director of the CBMA. Donna McCurvin is her name. And oftentimes she prefers to work behind the scenes. So I get to talk to you and not to her.
That's fair. I love it.
And but we started back in 2020. Mm-hmm. What happened then was we had this great idea about finding a way to preserve the Black music contributions of Canadian Black artists, mm-hmm. which couldn't be found in a lot of places, or if you could find it, it was so scattered as to minimize the contributions of these artists. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody knows Oscar Peterson.
Right.
Some might even know Eleanor Collins, the first lady of jazz from Vancouver. Yes. But beyond that, it was very, very slim. Yes, some people might name check The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. Some people might name check Drake. And then it falls off a cliff after that.
Right.
So we wanted to find a way to, you know, document those contributions and make it digital, so as to make it accessible to as many Canadians as possible with access to the internet. So 2020, in the midst of, or at the start of the pandemic, we thought, well, look, we can't gather together because they were telling us you have to shelter in place. How do we do this and do this digitally? So we came up with the idea of being completely online, which was a benefit, believe it or not, because then we were able to speak with volunteers and not just volunteers, but to contributors from across the country and also internationally, believe it or not. And that became a huge benefit. And the thinking then was, well, this is going to be the future.
Right.
You know, we were starting to see more and more people that were, you know, moving to an online space, whether for work or for play. And so it became clear to us that we had to be a digital archive. And so that's where we started.
Hey, I love it. And I am curious, before I kind of talk about the event that's happening Friday, I'm wondering, like, okay, so this initiative has started like 2020. What would you say is one of your like proudest moments for the Canada Black Music Archives?
There are many proud moments. And I think perhaps the proudest moment thus far is that we've been able to document that history by doing a deeper dive, not just in Ontario, but also in Montreal, Quebec last year, around late August, Vancouver now, and we're going to Halifax, Nova Scotia later this year. So to me, it's like living a dream. We finally have some resources, and we could always use more, to, you know, do a deeper dive in terms of the history of Black Canadian artists, many of whom are underrepresented, underreported.